Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. This week we're talking about the word LGBT. And John, obviously, there's an expansion form of it which I cannot say.
It's not necessarily a word. I think in English we would usually call it an acronym. So the acronym is LGBTQQIAAP. And so I think many of our listeners probably already know LGBT. This has been in common use for a long time. Basically, LGBT stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered.
LGBT 大家应该都非常熟悉了，通常指的是男同、女同、双性恋，还有变性者。That's it.
Yeah, and so transgendered, I think, it's actually a little complicated. Really, it just refers to people who feel as if they were born into the wrong body. And so this can cover people who feel like they need to go through a sex change, or it can just cover people who, you know, are female but want to act male, or who are male but want to act female. And so if we look at these other words, LGBTQQIAP, so the first Q is queer, and this is someone who does not want to label themselves. So they don't want to say that they're lesbian. They don't want to say that they're gay. And interestingly enough, actually, queer used to be a derogatory term. It was actually reclaimed by the LGBT community, although sometimes it's still, depending on how it's used, can still be derogatory.
对，我也记得 queer 曾经是一个对同性恋群体一个带有贬义的称呼，但是现在呢，一些性取向异于常人，但是又不想被明确分类的这样的群体，他们愿意把自己称为 queer。
And so the next Q, the second Q, is questioning. And so this can refer to someone who is just not very sure about their sexuality, and maybe they're going through, you know, a period of exploration.
Okay, questioning, that's easy to understand, 就是对自己的性取向还存有疑问的人。
Yeah, and so LGBTQQIAAP, just to remind everyone, the I is intersex. It refers to someone who what is medically would be called a hermaphrodite. So someone who has the reproductive organs of both male and female. And then the first A is asexual, so someone who is not sexually attracted to either gender. The second A is ally, so it's a straight or heterosexual person that supports the LGBT community. And then the last letter here, P, it stands for pansexual. So this refers to a person that is actually attracted to a person because of their personality, not anything to do with their gender, not anything to do with their sexuality, but someone who just likes people for who they are.
So let me try to explain. Intersex 是指雌雄同体，那 asexual 呢是无性别或者是没有性欲的人。Allies 呢本身不是同志，但是他们是 LGBT 人群的支持者。而最后的 pansexual 是指泛性恋，泛性恋的人对任何的性别都有可能产生爱慕的情绪。That is a lot of explanation.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a little complicated, but I think, you know, once you do a bit of your own research, it's actually, it becomes quite clear.
Yeah, it is also quite interesting. So LGBTQQIAAP, that's our word of the week.